أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. أليس الله بكاف عبده ويخوفونك بالذين من دونه ومن يضلل الله فما له من هاد. In the previous ayats, Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala also compared the people who are on righteousness and those people who are on falsehood. And by the system of Allah Ta'ala, which is fully in His control, Allah Ta'ala brings about at times that the non-believers, the atheists, the people who are ungodly, Allah gives them the ruling power. And at that time, those people who believe in Allah have a very, very tough time. Like recently, the Soviet Union, which ruled for about 80 years, where to take the name of Allah was a capital crime. To have a Quran Sharif in your possession, to keep Roza, to have a Musalla, was a crime by which you were put down to death. But eventually it also broke. And now the Soviet Union does not even exist anymore. So these type of conditions, always they have come, that the non-believers, the atheists, they have the ruling power, and then they put the people who believe in Allah, whether they are Muslims, Christians, Jews, whoever they are, they put them very heavily to task. So Allah Ta'ala says, when such conditions come, then remember, أَلَيْسَ اللَّهُ بِكَافٍ عَبْدًا. Kya Allah bas nahi apne banda ko? Is not Allah sufficient for His servant? And this was particularly in Makkah, when also the kuffar of Makkah, who are idol worshippers, they had the ruling power. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam had to start his mission in that conditions, which was very, very difficult. And they threatened him with life on many occasions, and many attempts were made on the life of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam as well. But Allah says, you don't worry, and remember that Allah is sufficient for you. This is such an ayat that a person can have any problem. A person puts a gun to his head, or whatever difficulty, a person feels so depressed, he can't sleep at night, he's thinking of this problem, that problem. He should just think of this, is not Allah enough for you? And have it truly in his heart that Allah is sufficient. I must put my full trust in Allah. See how Allah will open your ways. All your despondency, your worries, your depression, Allah will remove it, that Allah is sufficient for His banda. وَيُخَوِّفُونَكَ بِالَّذِينَ مِنْ دُونِهِ اور تُجھ کو دراتے ہیں ان سے جو اس کے سوا ہے. And they put fear in you with all other things which are things besides Allah Ta'ala. They put fear in you, like the people in Medina Sharif when the Muslims were there. They feared also the economy depends on the people of Makkah. If they don't supply us with goods, etc., we are going to have problems. Many times we feel, my supplier won't supply me. What is going to happen? My clients are not buying. For whatever reason, what's going to happen to me? A businessman always fears this, that my turnover, my sales, there aren't enough legs in my shop. What is happening? All these fears, various fears. My wife has turned against me. My children have become drug addicts. My daughter wants to elope with somebody. All these fears come into a person. So Allah says, these were fears, where they will put fear into you with regard to all these things. But you remember, Allah is enough for you. وَمَن يُضْلِلِ اللَّهُ فَمَا لَهُ مِنْ هَادٍ. اور جس کو راہ بھلائے اللہ تو کوئی نہیں اس کو راہ دینے والا. And whom Allah Ta'ala misguides, there is nobody to guide that person. Remember, your guidance is only from Allah Ta'ala. Turn solely to Him and ask Him for His help. And be sincere and see how Allah will guide a person. Even a non-Muslim, if he turns and he begs from Allah, that, oh Allah, guide me, oh God, guide me to the right thing, Allah will guide that person. In our deen, if we are confused about things, make sincere dua to Allah. Allah will guide you towards the right thing. وَمَنْ يَهْدِ اللَّهِ فَمَا لَهُ مِنْ مُضِلٍ. اور جس کو راہ سجائے اللہ تو کوئی اس کو بھلانے والا نہیں. And whoever Allah Ta'ala guides, nobody can misguide that person. We see how many cases, a young boy, a young girl in the house, whom Allah has given hidayat, the family turns against that young boy. That boy has got no income, has got no shelter, but he does it. That boy or girl, don't worry. They follow the truth and they follow on sunnat, and even their own family have turned against them, but they don't become misguided. They remain firm. So when Allah gives hidayat in view of all temptations which can be around a person, in what way people force you, family people force you, you're a fanatic, you're an extremist, etc. But that person remains firm on his deen. أَلَيْسَ اللَّهُ بِعَزِيزٍ ذِنْتِقَامٍ کیا نہیں ہے اللہ زبردست بدلہ لینے والا. Is not Allah Ta'ala the one and only all powerful, and Allah also takes revenge. That is, how you do, your recompense will be according to that. And those people who make the zulam, especially who force the daughter, the girl, not to wear burqa, many husbands do that also. Whatever other wrong things for namaz, we don't want to permit them. We feel they are reading too much namaz now. They are becoming too pious now. They shouldn't be so pious. What is this? They're wearing kurta all the time. They must wear shirt and pants also. They must dress like the non-believers also. So all this, Allah Ta'ala is watching. And Allah will give you a like recompense for all the zulm that is being made. Whether it is from governments like the Soviet Union, or we also become like that in our homes. And we don't want our children to become alims, for example. Girls to become alimas. We force them into the dance of vice, the universities. We force them into places which will lead them to Jahannam. And we make sure that they attend these places. That we are making zulam, a great zulam upon these children. And Allah Ta'ala explains now clearly that there is no power with these wrongdoers. وَلَئِن سَأَلْتَهُمْ مَنْ خَلَقَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضَ اور جو تو ان سے پوچھے کس نے بنائے آسمان اور زمین. Even the idol worshippers of Makkah Sharif, the idolaters, if you have to ask them who created the heavens and the earth, even a hardcore atheist, if you have to cross-examine him, he will come down to nature or something, but he will have to admit there is a superpower that has done all this. So if you ask them who created the heavens of the earth, لَيَقُولُنَّ اللَّهِ, they will have to admit that it is Allah who has created the heavens and the earth. So when they worshipping the idols, but they also know the creator of the heavens and the earth is Allah Ta'ala. قُلْ أَفَرَأَيْتُمْ مَا تَدْعُونَ مِنْ دُونِ اللَّهِ. تو کہہ بھلا دیکھو تو جن کو پوچھتے ہو اللہ کے سیوا. Then, oh my friends, the idolaters think, who are the, then why are you worshipping these other things besides Allah? When you yourself admit Allah is the only one who has created the heavens and the earth. And these very idolaters, in many ayats, Allah explains, when they come in great difficulty and hardship, and they have exhausted all their resources and hopes, then they turn to Allah. And when Allah saves them, then they turn back to their idols again. So when you know, you realize that Allah is the controller of everything, then why turn to anything or anyone besides Allah Ta'ala? In aradani Allah bi dhurrin, hal hunna kashifatu dhurri. Agarche Allah mujh par kuch takleef chahiye, to aise hai ke khol de takleef uski. And if Allah Ta'ala intends to harm me even, say to them, O Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if Allah wants to harm me, in aradani Allahu bi dhurrin, then these idols, can they remove that difficulty which Allah will put on me? Have they got that power? In other words, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in a very beautiful way, debated with them, and he put his own example in front. But it meant for them also, if Allah wants to harm you, then can your idols help you from that harm which Allah has decreed for you? They also know the idols haven't got that power. The idols can't eat the food they put in front of them. They can't stop the rats and mice who are eating the food in front of them. If they put them in a standing position on their own, they can't go on a sitting, on a lying down position. What, they can't do anything? In other words, why are you worshipping these useless things? Oh, aradani bi rahmatin hal hunna mumsikatu rahmati. Aur agar wo chahe mujh par meherbani, to wo aise hai ke rok de uski meherbani ko. And if Allah wants to shower his favors upon me, and His mercy. Can your idols stop this from coming upon me? In other words, the idols have got no power, no strength whatsoever. Then why are you worshipping them? In other words, Allah has made it very clear that worshipping of any idol of the past and of primitive times, or by idols of today, technology, our shops, our jobs, our medicine, all these things are also things which are besides Allah. We must not believe they have power and they can control and they can do for us. No one and nothing, but only Allah is the doer. Qul hasbi Allah. To keh mujhko bas hai Allah. Develop your iman to that level that you understand deep rootedly, Allah alone is sufficient for me. Even if my shop is not there, still Allah will. All the animals in the jungles, they got no factories, they got no offices to go work to, they got no shops that they go and open, but Allah is feeding them all the time. All the ants are getting their food. Flies are getting their food. Everything is getting its food. Allah is the doer. So have that firm yaqeen. Allah alone is the doer. Alayhi yatawakkalul mutawakkilun. Usi par bharosa rakhte hai, bharosa rakhne wala. Only on Allah do the people depend who have developed and understood dependence is only on Allah Ta'ala. In that case, you won't be a slave of your shop. You won't have to be humiliated by your boss. You know my rozi is not in my boss's hand. Allah is the giver of my rozi. I don't have to be, He treats me so badly, I don't have to take that bad treatment. He does not let me practice on Islam, I don't have to carry on. Allah is my giver of rozi. When a person has got that yaqeen, Allah gives him respect and honor also. And Allah Ta'ala provides for him from unseen sources also. May Allah give us the reality of tawheed, of the oneness of Allah Ta'ala. Wa akhiru da'wana.